This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden meets with his Investing in America cabinet this morning. That'll be taking place at 11:45 Eastern in the Roosevelt Room. The debate of defunding the police and a lack of police presence on a New York subway is front and center this morning as witnesses say Jordan Neely, a homeless 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator, had been yelling he was hungry and ready to die on a train. Without any police presence around, a few citizens tried to restrain the man. Neely died from what the coroner described as a homicide. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I do want to acknowledge how horrific it was to view a video of Jordan Neely being killed for being a passenger on our subway trains. I don't care about labeling it. Just looking at that video, you know it's wrong. No one has the right to take the life of another person.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We're still investigating the situation. Let's let the DA conduct his investigation with the law enforcement officials. To really interfere with that is not the right thing to do. And I'm going to be responsible and allow them to do their job and allow them to determine exactly what happened here.
North Carolina lawmakers have passed a 12-week abortion ban with exceptions.
On Thursday, the Republican-controlled state legislature approved abortion restrictions that would ban the procedure after 12 weeks with few exceptions. The bill is heading to the desk of the Democrat Governor Roy Cooper, who has called the bill awful and unreasonable, and he promises to veto it. He says the restrictions will shut down clinics and make abortion completely unavailable to many women at any time, causing desperation and death. I'm Skip Kelly.
Cinco de Mayo in Mexico, Spanish for the 5th of May, is a yearly celebration which commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in his copyright infringement case.
Sheeran was accused of stealing components of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On song for his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all.
He told reporters he's just a guy who loves writing music for people to enjoy. I'm Dave Collins.
The late Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. Princess Leia, now has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is declaring May the 4th as her day, too.
She was our princess, and the actress who played her blurred into one gorgeous, fiercely independent, and ferociously funny take-charge woman who took our collective breath away.
Billie Lourd is Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Her books and candor about her mental illness and drug abuse have inspired people all over the world to speak more openly about their struggles. It's one of the things about her I'm most proud of.
Labor activists are applauding New York State lawmakers and the governor for including changes to the minimum wage in the recently passed budget.
Next year, the minimum wage will increase to $16 in New York City, Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties, and to $15 in all other parts of the state. Starting in 2027, the minimum wage will go up based on inflation. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. TGIF, Anna. Cinco de Mayo to you, too. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's been a long time since Will Rogers has been around, but, thank God for his sayings. I mean, you could get lost in his sayings just, reading them, and you go, oh, my goodness. I mean, it was all these decades ago and so appropriate even in this modern era. This one is, the crime of taxation is not in taking it. It's the way that it's spent. No doubt. We're at $31 trillion. The government continues to take our money, and, they're arguing over raising the debt limit. Nobody's arguing about lowering the debt limit. It seems that it's like it's a foregone conclusion. We got to pay our bills. We got to stay in debt and, continue to, put the American people at a greater risk. John Fleetwood joins us now from American Faith. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. How does that make you feel? I mean, you're a young man. I mean, you've got many years of taxes yet to pay, and for the government to take advantage of you. How does this make your generation feel about the way the government misappropriates and misspends our hard-earned money?
Well, I think it's very concerning for a millennial like me. The debt being what, $31 trillion now and climbing. The U.S. government could default as early as June 1st, mm-hmm, if Congress doesn't raise it. I just think it's ridiculous, Bill. This is what I think, that the government's debt is as high as it is, and they've defaulted before, could default again. But then they go and they hire all these thousands of, IRS agents and to come after people like us. Mm-hmm. If there's a little bit of money that doesn't look right to them, they'll come after us. Meanwhile, they're $30 trillion in debt. It just seems upside down to me. I mean, it seems like the government gets to have a different standard when it comes to debt and when it comes to money than the American people do. I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, they're going to come after you no matter what. I got to tell you, on this last journey that we were on, we went through Georgia, and not looking for the devil or anything like that, but we're just going, passing through Georgia. And so what happens, we get back home and I get a letter, that there's a violation. That I went by a school bus. Have you ever gotten caught like this? I mean, they've got now these, it's all, these algorithms and bots and everything. And we go by the school bus. There's a three lane, I would say a highway, certainly a serious boulevard. and the school bus is way off to the right. I don't even recall passing it. But fortunately, when they send you a citation, they send you the video evidence, right? And so I'm looking at the evidence. The bus is way off to the right. There's a three-lane side of the road, so it's way off to the right. We're in the inside lane, so we're two lanes away from the bus. And as we're coming through, probably speed limit's about 40, 45 miles an hour, right? 2 seconds before, all of a sudden, their little sign flips out. You know, stop. Like 2 seconds. Like, I'm going to slam. I mean, I didn't even see it. It was so far off to the right. Had I seen it even, and if I had slammed on my brakes, God only knows, I mean, I'd have created an accident or something, you know, to stop with 2 seconds notice. I mean, because, you know, they even tell you in the guidebook how much room it takes to stop a car. And, you know, and there's nobody there that's reasonable that says, oh, okay, well, that's, I get it. We shouldn't cite this person because, you know, they just didn't have enough time to react. No, but because the bots say that's the way it is. And of course, then they send you the citation and you can't even deal with Georgia. I can't even deal with the Georgia courthouse. Because they go, well, it's not our deal. It's this outside agency, and they have two different addresses. One is in Washington, and another is in Arizona. So, I mean, wow. This is just a shakedown. See, this is the way the government finds way to generate. And you got to know this company that's doing this for them is making. You know, they send you a bill for $250. So you look at it and you say, okay, I can drive 10 miles for a court hearing, and chances are they probably will see and go along with my argument because I've talked to a couple other people. They go, yeah, you're right. I said, well, this is a no brainer. But no, they're banking on the fact that I'm not going to drive 10 hours. You know, go up there one way to go to a court hearing to have them do away with a $250 ticket. That it's easier in one sense for me just to, you know, pay the $250. But it riles me. But you see, this is the unending way that the government has a way of getting into your pocketbook with impunity, John.
Yeah, and it's just weird to me. That it's not just that they're coming after our money. It's almost like the way that they're doing it is incredible to me. I just saw out of the Epoch Times the other day. Mm-hmm. We published a report on this on the 3rd, just a couple days ago. There was a detailed notice that was published by a government spending watchdog called Open the Books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Revealed that the Internal Revenue Service has allocated millions of dollars toward the acquisition of firearms, ammunition, and combat gear since 2020, since the start of the pandemic. Millions of dollars.
Yes.
It's incredible. They found $10 million dollars on weaponry and equipment since the COVID-19 pandemic started. That's insane to me. Why are they arming themselves? Why do they need $10 million worth of weaponry? Mm-hmm. So it's not just that they're coming at, it's not just that they're coming after us financially. It's like, are they coming after us militarily? This is, it's insane to me. Why do they need that many weapons? And this is under the Biden administration, mind you. The Biden administration, who says, the people aren't allowed to be armed. We need to take away, you know, the AR-15s, what they, you know, misleadingly call assault weapons.
Assault weapons, yeah.
Well, why do they get to arm themselves? Why do they get to arm themselves, but we don't get to arm ourselves?
It's quite telling. Well, the other thing too, see, in that report, and we talked with Adam Angieski from Open the Books, he's the founder of it, earlier in the week, and he reported of the 125 agencies in our government, 103, John, have weapons. Right. Add that number up. 103. I mean, we're all focused and everybody's all riled about, you know, the IRS having guns. I mean, this is the, you know, the gang that can't shoot straight. Because these guys,
right.
I mean, you got weapons that are accidentally, you know, firing bullets in offices there. This is how nuts it is. But, you know, hey, look at, they're serious, they're coming after us. But, yeah, that number, 100 of the 125 agencies, 103 have weapons. And they're warrioring up, like you said. I mean, and, you know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute you know, writes consistently about the militarization of police forces, anything that has to do with the government. I mean, you know, you're worried about assault rifles? Are you kidding me? Have you seen some of these, you know, police units that go out? My goodness, you think we are being invaded? I mean, we're being taken over. I mean, this is some serious force and weaponry that they have with themselves. We got to go to break. More from John after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We're just days away from our second annual Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual half marathon invites participants to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between April 29th and May 14th to bring awareness to the work we are doing in the Middle East. Participants will be able to virtually traverse the streets of a city in Yemen and pray for those who don't yet know the truth about Jesus. This is just another example of addressing the incredible spiritual needs in the Middle East, a region of the world full of turmoil where 99% of the inhabitants do not follow Christ. When everything seems so uncertain, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything. To learn how you can be a virtual praying presence among lost souls in a faraway country through the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
See, none of
minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, and that would be 6 to 9 Pacific time. John Fleetwood, he is the managing editor for American Faith, continues with us. You know, John, we've been writing so much and talking so much over the recent decades, particularly the last couple of years after COVID and everything, the influence of China, you know, the Biden family, corruption, all this that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned corporate America, ESG, and you and I have been talking about this forever, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, all part and parcel of the ongoing chapters that are relevant to the fundamental transformation of America. We the people, have got to decouple from this madness. Kind of what you were suggesting with some of these other states. You know, they're so beholden to the madness and the craziness of the federal government and a debt ceiling that continues to rise and the encumbrance that puts on the American people, the generational impact that it has, the stealing of people who aren't even born yet, John. This is how bad this has become. And nobody is curious enough to ask the question or even have the intestinal fortitude and the courage, as you say, to stand up and say, enough of this stuff. But we have to decouple from the madness, whether it is China, whether it's, you know, these corporate companies. Look what's happening with Budweiser. What's happened with their brand? I mean, I saw some video the other day. Somebody had taken, I don't know if it was Sam's or Costco. Anheuser-Busch, and you reported on this last week, I believe. I mean, they've got plenty of stuff to sell. Nobody's buying. Everybody else, they're off the shelf. I mean, they're selling product. Bud has taken a big hit. And so what's happening is people need to translate what happened with Budweiser and this whole ESG movement is the same thing that's permeated throughout corporate America and including the holy trinity of Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock. They're up to ESG to their elbows, and that is a total social reengineering of corporate America, of the way we live our life here in America. I mean, it's the corporate version of a social credit rating, isn't it, John?
Absolutely. If you follow really any of the big companies doing anything right now, like Disney or Bud Light or you name a corporation, Meta, they all, you can track who owns these companies, and they're all owned by that unholy trinity that you pointed out, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and by the way, they all own each other. Yeah. But these financial asset managers, they own everything, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's not just the bank.
And they're all connected back to what you said, too. I want people to understand where the root is. It's all connected back to the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, right? Which is basically, it's Marxism, it's communism, it's socialism, it's all the isms, you know, rolled into one. And this is what is being captured, not only here in America, but around the world.
Yeah, and you and I are free market capitalists.
Oh yeah,
right?
Totally.
So we subscribe to the free market, and so we love business. We want business. I'm okay with there being financial asset managers with $9 trillion in assets like BlackRock. That's fine. The problem is when a CEO of BlackRock says that he pushes the DEI, the cultural Marxism, the ESG onto the corporations that they own, and they own everything. And the problem mm-hmm. is that BlackRock, it'd be okay if there was a company like BlackRock who didn't do this, but they are officially partnered with the World Economic Forum. Why is
exactly.
that bad? Because the World Economic Forum is pushing the Great Reset. It was called Agenda
21
back in the day, and then Agenda 2030, and now it's the Great Reset, but it's the same thing. They want top-down control where these elite at the top, and remember, I'm not a communist. I'm a free market capitalist, as right as they get conservative. But they want all the control at the top, where these elites at the top want to control everything, not just in America, but every country. And that's what the World Economic Forum has. The World Economic mm-hmm. Forum is this consortium of all of the world's governments,
exactly.
that brag about mm-hmm. having control over them. And this is the other important part, the corporations of the world, the international corporations of the world. So you marry big government, world globalist government,
with all of the international corporations. You put those together, and that's what you have in the World Economic Forum. And they are pushing this great reset, at the end of which they say you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, and that the U.S. will no longer be the world's leading superpower. China is going to be the next leading superpower. They push ESG, DEI, all this cultural Marxism. That's how every – and that trickles down into BlackRock, who's an official partner of the World Economic Forum, and BlackRock owns every company, every company from Levi's Jeans to Toyota to Meta to all the banks, Bank of America, you name the bank, you name the insurance company, even Tractor Supply, you name the big company, they're owned and controlled by BlackRock, who's in league with this World Economic Forum. That's how everything right now is being orchestrated. And all those corporations, Bill, as you know, they fund these politicians. So Republic, that's why we
That's why I'm saying they're all captured, John. And we the people, if we have any hope at all for a continuation of a democratic republic, we have got to understand who the enemy is, how insidious it is, how pervasive it is, because they have got the wagon circled, the noose is tightening on all of us, and our lives are being dictated by these companies, and we're supporting them. We're giving them our money to invest and further promote their ideology that is upending the first principles of this great American idea.
That's right. And we can push back with our dollars, or actually I should say pull back our dollars, just like we did with Bud Light, as you brought up.
As we did with Hershey, right? And Chuck, I mean, we've got to counterpunch. Yeah. We've got to counterpunch on this, and look, it's so pervasive, and it's been going on for so long, and it's happened under our noses, that basically, the Trojan horse, it's not just one Trojan, it's Trojan horses that have invaded our country and have captured every institution. We see it, and it goes, wait a minute, where's the integrity? Man, this seems rather corrupt. It is corrupt. Your eyes are not lying to you. Go ahead, John. 2 minutes left.
It's not just the corporations. It's also education. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation give a lot of money to these higher educate, you know, these Ivy League schools across the world. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they've got their own page on the World Economic Forum. You've got George Soros. He has his own page on the World Economic Forum. And as we all know, I know your audience knows because you talk about this a lot, he funds all these attorneys general, all these local judges. That's so it's the courts that are captured as well, and that's how they're. It goes back to the World Economic Forum with the courts. It goes back to the World Economic Forum with the schools. It goes back to the World Economic Forum with these science agencies. Yeah. It goes back to the World Economic Forum with the corporations, and this is across the world. This is something that's not covered by Fox News except for Tucker Carlson, who got kicked out, right? Yeah. And BlackRock, by the way, they increased their stake by 15% in, I think it was Fox Corp, just before Tucker Carlson got ousted.
Yeah, so, it just makes you wonder.
You know, it just makes you wonder, right? But that's how they're capturing everything, and it's not talked about enough, Bill. That's why I respect and I love and admire your show so much, because you actually talk about this. It is the biggest geopolitical issue today, the World Economic Forum, BlackRock connection. Nobody's talking about it except for smart guys like you.
Well, see, the deal is that, you know, even all this, you know, climate change and the climate alarmists that are out there and everything, here we are, we're getting rid of gas stoves. New York had to be the first one. We're the first one to get rid of gas stoves. You know, it's like the people just need to say, we're not going to follow this stuff. And, you know, we're not going to comply. This is idiotic that we're turning our whole social structure upside down based on a theory, John. A theory that, you know, after all these decades and I don't know how many trillions of dollars of the people's money we've poured into, that is not proving of value after everything is said and done. What's the encouragement we have that we should get rid of all fossil fuels and rely on on electricity everywhere we go? It's just not there. You see, but it defies common sense. And people wonder, they go, well, who's running the country? Is Joe Biden running the country? Who's doing it? Are the politicians running? Heck no, it's not. Because everybody is sold out to the social engineers that, you know, are part and parcel of the deep state that you and I have been talking about. We got to leave it there. Look forward to next week, and the conversation will continue with John
Fleetwood.
Individuals
and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. President Biden meets with his Investing in America cabinet this morning. That'll be taking place at 11:45 Eastern in the Roosevelt Room. The debate of defunding the police and a lack of police presence on a New York subway is front and center this morning as witnesses say Jordan Neely, a homeless 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator, had been yelling he was hungry and ready to die on a train. Without any police presence around, a few citizens tried to restrain the man. Neely died from what the coroner described as a homicide. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I do want to acknowledge how horrific it was to view a video of Jordan Neely being killed for being a passenger on our subway trains. I don't care about labeling it. Just looking at that video, you know it's wrong. No one has the right to take the life of another person.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're standing by for Jeff Johnston from the Focus on the Family. He's an issues analyst. You know, when you think about how the family unit is attacked, gender is being questioned, it really reminds me in a sense of when, you know, Samuel, the prophet, went to God after the children of Israel demanded that they wanted a king. And Samuel goes to God and says, they rejected me. And God says, no, they didn't reject you. They rejected me. This is what's going on in our culture today. Whether it's gender, the attack on family, anything that resembles any kind of virtue or morality, it is an attack on God Almighty himself. And we're going to talk with Jeff about the family unit, how it's continuously attacked by our culture. Again, this is something that God had instituted, had sanctified. God, Almighty God himself, the creator of heaven and earth, said the family unit is a critical element to what I see in terms of how things should come together and work, even in a fallen world. That's how significant it is that God himself had created this. Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the broadcast.
Well, always good to have your perspective here. But, you know, people need to understand who's under attack here. Yes, it is the family unit. But beyond that, and more importantly, it's an attack on God himself, is it not?
Yes, because male and female were created to reflect the image of God, and male and female come together, a husband and wife, to form a family. And then they have babies, which are made in the image of God, and all of this is under attack right now. The image of God in us is male and female and children, and it's happening in a lot of different arenas. I was just doing some research, pulling some stuff together to get ready for this interview, and there's at least three different areas where parents need to find out what's going on in my state and how is my state or my local school board trying to drive a wedge between me and my children.
Mm-hmm.
One of those has to do with schools who sometimes socially transition children without the parents knowing. The Defense of Freedom Institute just put together a report, and they only looked at the 25 biggest school districts in the U.S., and they found that about 3 million kids go to schools where they can be socially transitioned without the parents' knowledge.
Wow.
The biggest school districts.
Wow.
So you think, yeah, it's happening across the country.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and the other two areas I just want to mention briefly, one is counseling. Colorado passed a law a few years ago that 12-year-olds can go see a counselor without their parents knowing about it. And then another one has to do with abortion, where children as young as 12 in different states can get abortions without their parents' knowledge and consent.
Yeah.
So all of this, you know, it takes away a parent's rights and responsibility. It's the parent's responsibility to educate and care for their children. But now the state is stepping in and saying, no, we know better than you. And you're right. It's destroying the family.
Right. Because think about what the family is there for. The family is a key building block. Well, it starts with the parents, starts with mom and dad and, you know, and the family unit to build a strong community. Right? I mean, this is all part of God's plan. So if you have a healthy relationship at home with mom and dad, and by healthy, I don't mean that everything's perfect, okay? We're not, you know, blowing up unicorns here. We understand, you know, that life can be tough. But for the most part, we want healthy families, because healthy families produce kids that don't go out there and create crime and kill people and that are, you know, having all kinds of mental illness to where, you know, we have suicide rates climbing. We've got crime going through the roof in every state. And you can talk about, these very liberal, liberal attorney generals in the states. That's only part of the problem. You know, we've got to go back to the source. And attacking these key building blocks that God has established to build healthy societies, you violate that, then everything crumbles, right?
Exactly. I mean, even President Obama said that children need fathers. And he said the government can't come and tuck your child in at night. It's moms and dads who do that. And so, especially in our culture where there's so much fatherlessness, and we're reaping the consequences of that in, as you mentioned, in crime and in mental health issues and in other areas of life. And so when the family breaks down, the state steps in. And now it's beyond that. The state is stepping in even to drive wedges between parents and children and healthier families, saying, you know, we know better. There's a California law that's being considered right now that says if during proceedings where they're giving custody, and the law would say it's in the best interest of the child to affirm their gender identity.
Mm.
So the parent that says, okay, I believe you, you're pansexual, you're pangender or non-binary, that parent, the law is saying, should be more likely to get custody than the other parent.
Right, exactly.
So it's, so they're saying we know better, you know, that abortion, getting counseling, all these things. You don't have to have your parents involved in a lot of different states. Now, it's not in every state, so parents are going to have to do their homework and find out what it is in their state. But it's pretty easy to find online.
But this is how it spreads, though, Jeff. It may not be in your state, but it could be coming to your state. Because here we are, we're finding ourselves relitigating, you know, a key value here, that parents have rights. Do we have rights or not?
Well, the Supreme Court has affirmed over and over again that it's the parents' right and responsibility to care for and nurture their children, and that's their job, not the state's job. Mm-hmm. So what these states are doing in some ways, and school districts are part of this as well, they're abrogating what the Supreme Court said. And it's a form of lawlessness, mm-hmm. if you think about it, when
yes.
you have states and schools that are violating what our courts and what our Constitution provides as natural rights. You know, it's mm-hmm. a natural right for a parent to care for their child. And the Supreme Court says parents are best to do that because they love their children.
Yeah.
The state doesn't love your child. You do.
See, this is what happens, Jeff, and this is all part of the outflow of, you know, this society of death. In opening the door for abortion, you know, it's like we, by doing this, there's so many ramifications, and this is just a part of it. Because when you abandon your God-given rights, then the state feels like it can come in and take over. And this is what we've done. For the sake of convenience and, you know, whatever it is, our ideology, we surrender our God-given right, and now the state says, you know, we know better. And so what kind of standing do we have? I mean, the fact of the matter is we can go back and say, look it, you know, this is my God-given right. I don't need the Supreme Court to affirm it. It's my God-given right. God has already affirmed it and said, this is my right. Correct?
Yeah, you're right. These are natural rights, and they're given to us by God. But what's happening is that, as we've said, the state is encroaching on that. So the state is taking a position that it shouldn't even be taking when it violates our natural rights and takes away that connection between parent and child, or breaks that connection
exactly.
between parent and child.
We got a minute left here, Jeff. So what can we do if my state's legislation is threatening my parental rights?
Well, one of the best places for people to go to is their state family policy council. There are 40 of those that are connected with Focus on the Family in different states. And they're the ones, if there's good things happening in a state, they're behind it. If there's stopping bad legislation, it's those state-based family policy councils that are doing this work. And you can go to the Daily Citizen and find a link on how to get involved, for how to contact your state-based family policy council. And then you can get educated and begin to engage on these important issues.
And you can also find out the laws in your state that are anti-family and parent right there at the same website, right?
Yeah. We have a lot of information about what's happening. I just did a state roundup of about six different states.
Right.
A lot of the legislation, like we said, is that attacking.
Jeff Johnson,
family.
Thank you.
High-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day. That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we got a real treat from you from a brand new movie from PureFlix, Sun Moon. We've got the star, Kelsey. She plays Kelsey. It's Mackenzie Mousey joins us now. Mackenzie, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on Sun Moon. This is awesome. This is going to be premiering on May the 5th. This is, you know, which will be available on streaming, right, through PureFlix?
Yeah, May the 5th, it'll be streaming on PureFlix, and there's like a 7-day trial period. If you want to test it out before you commit fully, but yeah, it's on PureFlix, and to sign up for membership, there's like a 7-day trial period.
Sun Moon, how did this come across your portal, and you said, hey, I've got to do this movie?
Yeah, so I my agent sent me the script and said, you know, I could audition for it or send in an audition if I resonated with it. And they were also like, but it films in Taiwan. I don't know if you want to do that. Yes, I definitely want to do that. But I read the script and really resonated with a lot of Kelsey's journey and the story about how to kind of figure out who you are on the other side of loss and heartbreak and find your strength again and reconnect with your sense of purpose and redefine your relationship with God. Even sometimes I think loss kind of reveals where your hope has been centered. And I think can be clarifying even through the challenge and the hardship.
And I think you point out something that is sometimes people of faith don't want to talk about this very often, is that sometimes, regardless of your faith, you can enter into dark spaces in your relationship with God, and it can be somewhat difficult. I know when I was reading about Mother Teresa, for example, and she hit a dark space, and you think, Mother Teresa of all people? Well, you know, that was neat to hear that kind of revelation from such a devoted woman of faith.
For sure. I mean, I think the reality is, like, God allows things to happen that we don't understand. And the closer that hits to home, the harder it can be. Obviously, people grow up in like the Sudan or something, so they have different daily experiences than we do. But I think, you know, I've experienced loss in my life, people passing too soon, and then heartbreak and romantic relationships. And I think the closer those hit to home, the more it challenges your sort of idea of who God is. And it's not that he says that he won't allow any challenges to come into your life. It's just that he'll be there, and he will be your hope. And, also your identity. I think sometimes in relationships and even like work, when you lose something that you were working so hard for, I think it can also test your sense of who you are and where your identity is based. Mm-hmm. And our identity in God and who he says we are is so transformative. And I think it's been a blessing for me to be able to come back to. And in my industry, it's a lot of, like, you know, no's to the yeses. So just to be able to trust that there's a plan, and it's for my good, even when it doesn't feel like it, because, you know, I always feel like my timing is the best. It almost always is not. But yeah, I think time and time again, I've seen how God works through hard times.
And I'm glad,
being able to be honest though about that, I think it's much healthier to like be open about how you feel, and maybe you're mad or, you know, wrestle with that, than just shut down. And I think that's always the danger. And certainly I have the tendency to want to just, my friends call it turtle time, but yeah. That connection is important. So.
And I think we all have those moments where we do want to struggle with God, and what, you know, and God can handle it. At least I found in my life experience, and, you know, particularly I appreciate that you brought up the idea of identity. That is so core, especially in today's culture and with young people, is they don't quite understand, because they're still developing and experiencing life, to realize, okay, who am I? And then when you get to that point of faith, you not only realize who you are, but whose you are, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's way harder. Like, thankfully, I'm old enough now, and I never thought I'd really be saying that. Like, thankfully, I'm old. But I didn't have, like, Instagram in high school, you know. And I think that also challenges your sense of identity, because it's, like, largely approval-based, like, how other people see you. But if you actually woke up every morning and thought, like, you are God's and he loves you, then, like, how would that change how you approach your day if you really believe that? And I think that's the struggle, because it's easy to get caught up in, like, wanting to be successful in work and relationships. Like, that's not bad, but there's, like, a fine line between working really hard for something and then, like, before it becomes the thing that you think means that you're worthy.
Well, the character you play, Kelsey, running from failure, heartbreak, humiliation, she's left at the altar. The worst thing that I think any bride could ever think or imagine, right?
And, exactly.
And in your attempt to understand God's purpose, as you're mentioning, for your life, you end up, you go to Taiwan to teach English, right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, how special, you know, like you said, they told you about the movie, it's going to be filming in Taiwan. Wow. And the pictures, the cinematography. I mean, what a beautiful country.
It was amazing. I think that a lot of my story over there mirrors Kelsey's, because I was also discovering Taiwan at the same time my character was getting to learn how to drive the scooter. And then they actually gave me a scooter to have while I was there, which was awesome. And I feel so thankful because for a while there, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to finish the movie because we filmed the domestic parts in Nashville. And they had a zero COVID policy and they were on lockdown for a long time. So we kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed. And then everything with Ukraine happened. But thankfully, we got to go. And I feel so thankful to have had that experience because I don't know, you know, especially during the lockdown period, it was just really amazing to be able to meet the people who live there and work there and also just to see it. The mountains are gorgeous, and yeah. We filmed around Sun Moon Lake, which is this like ice blue, like water, just big lake in the middle of all of these mountains. And, you know, I have a big travel bug, so that was fun for me. We did have to quarantine for 2 weeks in a hotel, which was challenging, but besides that, it was great.
So walking the scooter back to your residence there in Thailand, that's really you. That is you, right? Because, I mean, I could relate. I go, she doesn't seem too sure about getting on this scooter.
She didn't know how to do it yet, so I didn't really want to. Yeah, I mean, day one, Sydney, the director, was like, we need to teach you because I'm not sure when we're going to be filming these scenes. It was all weather dependent. So day one, she had me on a scooter teaching me, and then she put me on the back of the scooter to get me used to kind of the feel of it. And by day two, she was like, don't take this anywhere. Yeah. Don't, you know, but it's yours.
Gotcha.
So, under the cover of almost darkness, I took it up the kind of main road and went to the lake by myself and then came back quickly, but got a little bit of that experience, before we actually started filming. So,
well, explain to our audience, Taiwan's version of a milkshake.
Oh my goodness. It's called Boba Nai Cha. I probably said that wrong. That's how it kind of sounds.
I was going to let you say it. That's why I said I gave the American English interpretation.
Boba here is like kind of trendy now. But it's basically like milk and then some tea and then all these little like tapioca balls at the bottom.
Oh, wow.
But there are so many different kinds and flavors, and tea places are huge there. So you know, like the competitive tea shops, on all in the little towns, and so that's really fun. And they would go and pick them up for us for like pick me ups in the middle of the day. Sometimes I would give people my tea order, but yeah, I'm sadly starting to forget. I learned how to say like half sugar and think how to order it myself, but my brain.
It's almost like, you know, for me, the first time I went to New York, right, I go into a place and I just want a coffee. And so, and everything is always intense when you're waiting in line for a cup of coffee.
You got to order fast.
Oh, you got to order fast. You got to know what you want, the whole deal. And I'm like, wow, this guy's so intimidating. He goes, what do you want? What do you want? And I said, I just want a cup of coffee. He goes, is that regular? Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm thinking I'm from California, regular or decaf, right? No,
right.
Regular. Next thing I know, this guy's pouring in milk and all kinds of sugar nonstop. And I'm going, oh no. But
no,
I didn't have the strength of courage to tell him that's not what I wanted. You know, had this lousy cup of coffee.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm a big fan of black coffee myself. Yeah. I grew up like trying to copy my dad, but now I really like it.
Exactly. Well, Mackenzie, I cannot thank you enough. Congratulations on the movie Sun Moon, which will be premiering on the PureFlix platform on May the 5th. Where can they go for more information?
It's www.pureflix.com, I believe. Mm-hmm. There's also an Instagram, which I think is just at PureFlix,
right.
If I'm not mistaken. And there is a 7-day trial that you can sign up for if you want to stream Sun Moon or anything else they have.
How much fun is that? Mackenzie Mousey has been with us. She plays the role of Kelsey. Of course, you recognize her voice and her face from Into the Woods, NCIS, New Orleans. I mean, she's been prolific and has enjoyed a great success as an actress. And you've blessed us so much, Mackenzie. Thank you so much for Sun Moon, which is a touching reminder that God works through all circumstances in our life, right?
Yes, it is. It's hopefully will be an inspiration and an encouragement to people.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.